Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The whole process of itchiness is actually quite mysterious and not at all understood. And even though the subject seems light, it isn't.
Just think about how uncomfortable it is to get a mosquito bite, but having that itch go on with no relief. It's torturous and something millions of Americans with long-term itch endure.
Here's what we've known about the itch sensation. Neurons called TRPV1 cells detect itchy substances on the skin, but they also detect pain and heat, so scientists didn't know if the itch sensation was just a lower form of pain rather than a unique sensation of its own.
That's why developing a therapy around TRPV1 cells has been tricky, because scientists would have to be careful not to affect other sensations. Plus, we just didn't fully understand the whole process.
Now a new study has identified a molecule that is uniquely responsible for itch. Researchers did this by looking for something in the TRPV1 neuron that was itch-specific. They found it in a small group of these neurons that were producing a natriuretic polypeptide B, or NPPB.
NPPB is a hormone we've known the heart muscle to produce for regulating itself. So it was surprising to learn that TRPV1 also produced NPPB, and that the hormone was acting as a neurotransmitter to relay messages between neurons, in this case, the itch stimuli.
Researchers discovered this by genetically engineering mice that lacked NPPB. These mice did not itch when they were given itch-inducing compounds, proving that NPPB is required for mice to itch. The mice also didn't have other sensory deficits from the missing neurotransmitter.
This new information is essential to researchers trying to come up with a therapy to help people debilitated by chronic itch.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.